morning on WCHL. Alderman hopefuls say the municipalities and the county need collaboration to solve future solid waste needs.
The recycling is something that we need to form partnerships to solve.
Greg Meyer is looking ahead to a seat he's going to have to fight for before ever getting to take it.
The Democratic primary will happen before the next session of the General Assembly, so yeah, that means campaign mode starts now.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports, we'll take a look at a strong weekend for Carolina with a football win against Boston College, a volleyball win against Pitt to move to 20-1, and an overtime women's soccer win. And
I've been telling you, don't give up on these Tar Heels.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, 46 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly cloudy today, 20% chance of showers in the afternoon, and our high today in the upper 60s. With the closing of the Orange County landfill in June, our local governments must develop both short-term and long-term solutions for waste disposal. The question remains as to what extent the three municipalities will collaborate in this process. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
At WCHL's Carborough Board of Aldermen Candidates Forum last week, hopefuls were asked, to what degree should Carborough work with Orange County to find solutions for solid waste and recycling? The five candidates competing for three open seats on the board include incumbents Sammy Slade, Jacqueline Gist, and Randy Haven O'Donnell. The challengers are Kurt Stolka, vice chair of Carborough's Transportation Advisory Board, and Al Vickers, a former member of the Solid Waste Advisory Board. Vickers was absent from the forum last Monday due to a prior engagement out of the country. Haven O'Donnell said she hoped to work with both Orange County and Chapel Hill to address the area's solid waste needs. She added that the board should reassess Carborough's comprehensive plan and update it with a long-term vision for waste disposal.
The recycling is something that we need to form partnerships to solve. We cannot do recycling on our own. Solid waste as well. I'm really hoping that we can work with the town of Chapel Hill to find solutions that will address our issues in Southern Orange.
Gist said that local elected officials should not divide solid waste responsibilities by municipality, but more so work as a collective unit.
We need to remember that Orange County and Chapel Hill and Carborough are not separate entities. Carborough is in Orange County. Carborough taxpayers pay Orange County taxes. It's the largest part of our tax bill. Carborough voters vote for county commissioners. So we're really not completely separate entities. We have a lot of skin in that game.
Stolka proposed that Carborough should look to regional collaboration and pull together resources from neighboring counties.
In collaborating with Orange County, in the future, somebody is going to have to lose for us to find a new landfill site. Maybe there's certain things that we can put on the table to convince a more rural area to be open to it.
Orange County's recycling program is one of the top programs in North Carolina. It reached a state high rate in waste reduction with 59%, nearing its goal of 61% for the year. Slade said this was an accomplishment, but that more could be done.
It's been a great collaboration. Our recycling is, you know, a leading example, and we've set a goal of 60% reduction, and we've achieved that through recycling. So it's past due time to ramp that goal up towards zero waste.
Slade added that Carborough should explore composting. Town residents have brown bins for yard waste collection. Slade said these bins could easily accept other organic materials, such as kitchen waste. Since the landfill's closure this summer, Orange County solid waste is temporarily being taken to the Waste Disposal and Recycling Transfer Station in Durham until county commissioners can develop a long-term solution. June 29th was the last day that waste was accepted in the Orange County landfill. The site's shutdown marks the end of 41 years of activity in Orange County. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:11. More news coming up in just a moment.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights. This is Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, located here in Chapel Hill, been in business since 1986. We're a full-service design remodeling company.
At Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, they're proud of their satisfied customers.
One of the things I'm very happy to say is that, you know, I've been here in Chapel Hill over 30 years, essentially, and working in this industry since 1986, which is, in my opinion, really great for us and allowed me to raise a family here in Chapel Hill, get to know so many different people. You know, our economy here has been reasonably stable for most of this time, even though we have, just like every community in our country, slowed down considerably and still struggles to some extent. But the fact is that we have had so many good referrals or repeat business from customers that we've known over the years that it was very possible. And actually, we have in some ways thrived in the last 18 months. Now, a lot of those people who were being a bit cautious in the years have come back to us and asked us to do projects that they had postponed, essentially.
Remember the name, Bill Cederberg.
Go to our website at CederbergKitchens.com.
Cederberg Kitchens and Additions.
At 630 Weaver Dairy Road in the middle of the Cedar Village Shopping Center. And you can find us in the phone book at 919-967-1171.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays, but not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal, like zero down and just $259 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point, now with service on Sundays.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. In other news this morning, now that Greg Meyer has been appointed to serve in the State House, he's looking ahead to his first challenge, which may well be a race to keep that seat. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
When Greg Meyer was unanimously appointed to represent State House District 50 last week, he told the selection committee he wants to focus on education, economic growth, and regaining Democratic control of the state legislature. But the General Assembly doesn't reconvene until May 14, 2014. So before he has a chance to put those ideas to the test, Meyer could face a challenger in the May 6th Democratic primary.
The Democratic primary will happen before the next session of the General Assembly, so yeah, that means campaign mode starts now.
And Meyer has lofty goals for that campaign. In a memo to the selection committee, he vowed to raise $30,000 by the end of this year, $60,000 by the May primary, and $100,000 by the November 2014 general election. In addition to fundraising, Meyer says he's got to reach out to a diverse district that spans Orange and Durham counties.
There are places where I don't know very many people, and I'm sure there are people who want their voices heard and would like to know who their representative is and want to judge whether they feel like they can support me in an election. So part of being representative is not just sitting in the General Assembly, but sitting in your community, being together with people, and helping their voices get to where they're going to be heard in the General Assembly.
Meyer has served as the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Director of Student Equity and the coordinator of the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program. He says while he may not be able to do both full-time while serving in the House, he hopes to continue his work with students in the area.
I really love the people in the Chapel Hill schools. I adore working with the hundreds of families that we serve at Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate. I would like to find ways to continue to work with them. The General Assembly is not a full-time gig, so I will find additional ways to continue to work in education and youth development, and I hope to do that in this community.
Greg Meyer will be officially named to the House seat within the next week. Details for the swearing-in ceremony have yet to be determined. The Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hillsborough Board of Commissioners candidate Megan Carmichael says while development is one of the top priorities on which Hillsborough will be focusing, she says if elected, she will fight for smart growth.
Hillsborough is a dynamic and great small town, and it's thriving, and it's a prosperous place, but it has a very different feel than other areas in the Triangle, and I think that everyone in Hillsborough is interested in keeping the charm of Hillsborough while making sure that we're growing in a smart way.
Three candidates are contending for two seats on the Board of Commissioners. Megan Carmichael says she's not going to use the commissioner's seat as a platform to push her own agenda, but as a place to be a voice for the people.
I want to hear their voices. I want them to be a part of the conversation, and I think it's important for the town for us to actively seek those voices out.
WCHL's Rand Northam spoke with Megan Carmichael about her seeking election to the Board of Commissioners and how she believes she will best serve the town of Hillsborough. Tune in the 7 o'clock hour to hear more of that interview on WCHL. Between now and Election Day, WCHL continues to preview each of the candidates one-on-one. UNC Chapel Hill journalism students were encouraged to be creative storytellers when they got a chance at what the future of advertising might look like at the next World Media Symposium. On Friday, WCHL's Kristen Ruffin will have that story at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. Now, in news around town, the public is invited to take a trip back in time and get dialed up for the Glitz Glamour Gatsby Gala. A roaring 20s party will take place on Saturday, November 16th, from 7 until 11 p.m. at the Seymour Center. The event is hosted by the Orange County RSVP 55 Plus Volunteer Advisory Committee, Advisory Council, I should say, and the Friends of the Robert and Pearl Seymour Center. The gala will include hors d'oeuvres, wine and beer tastings, entertainment, dancing, a silent auction, and a showcase of vintage cars. Tickets are $40 per person, $75 per couple. They can be purchased at the Seymour Center in Chapel Hill or the Central Orange Senior Center in Hillsborough. Call to reserve a ticket for a pickup at the door on the night of the event. Proceeds will benefit RSVP's annual volunteer recognition program, as well as various other programs and services for older adults. If you'd like more information about the event or to volunteer, you can call the RSVP 55 Plus Volunteer Program at 919-245-4240. WCHL News Time 617. Time for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed, and tastes great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Well, not a lot of traffic so far this morning. Everything clear sailing out there right now. But Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be checking traffic throughout the morning here on WCHL. In the meantime, if you spot anything we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom or at 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, presented by Grimble Jewelers, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. They're on Elliott Road. Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble today. All right, 45 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy today. 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. High today about 68 degrees tonight, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. And the low around 50. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a highs of about 68 degrees. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low in the low 50. So, kind of, blah weather. Nothing really to get excited about one way or the other. But okay, no problems to report. Coming up next on WCHL, a look at WCHL Championship Sports.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin, and we're still here. The last few years have been, shall we say, a challenge, but honestly, this year has been a turnaround, not just for us, but for the real estate market in general. Don't get me wrong, this is still a tough environment for housing.
It is, but our agents really know what they're doing. They have the resources they need, they persevere, and they're not afraid to tell you the truth. Our reputation for having a long-term perspective and a dogged commitment to getting the job done keeps us ranked among the top 20 firms in the Triangle.
And among the very top in Chapel Hill. We often tell you what to do, how we do it, and why you should call us if you need a realtor. We want to introduce you to the rest of Franklin Street Realty.
Go to franklinstreetrealty.com, look for houses, and check out our agents. You'll find former restaurateurs, teachers, counselors, tennis players, even a midwife. You might be surprised at who we are or were.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. I'm Rod Stutz. Tar Heel football team got over the hump on Saturday in Chapel Hill. Desperately needing a win, Carolina got one over ACC foe Boston College. WCHL's Matt Oakes looks back at what happened.
The Tar Heels claimed a much-needed victory over Boston College in Keenan Stadium on Saturday, and this one wasn't even close. Winning by a score of 34-10, Carolina finally put together those four complete quarters they've been searching for all season long. And for now, it keeps their bowl hopes alive. Head coach Larry Fedora says he was satisfied with the performance.
All right, much different feeling in that locker room tonight. You know, a much-needed win. We played not error-free football, but we played with a lot less mistakes than we have in our previous games, and it showed up tonight. You know, I thought our defense did a really nice job.
Coach Fedora says he really likes the dual threat combo of Marquise Williams and Bryn Renner at the quarterback position.
I think so. I mean, you know, anytime you're moving the chains, you're gonna have a better rhythm. I got to give both those quarterbacks, some praise as far as how they're handling that transition between the two. I mean, because, you know, a lot of people are going to tell you that you can't do that, that it's going to, you know, it's going to mess with the flow of the game and one guy needs to get, you know, but they really are doing a great job. It's very a seamless transition between the two.
The Tar Heel defense was getting plenty of pressure in the Boston College backfield and continually disrupted the Eagles' offensive game plan by robbing them of time. Coach Fedora says he is most pleased with how hard the guys on the defense are playing.
I thought the defense did a really good job. You know, all night, and kept them out of the end zone. You know, I mean, you do that, and they're playing pretty hard. I mean, I'll tell you, they're playing hard.
Senior signal caller Bryn Renner certainly delivered an efficient performance, tossing a pair of touchdown passes with only 3 incompletions the entire game. Renner says the added emphasis on red zone scoring in practice really paid off for the Tar Heels against Boston College.
Us as players, we need to, you know, when we get in that area, you know, the energy level and the intensity to score needs to be there. And I think that's what we've been trying to focus on. Guys are staying after to watch extra film. And, we've been executing. And I think that's been huge.
Eclipsing the 8,000-yard career mark last weekend, Renner says he was unaware of those numbers. He says he is just focused on finding a way to salvage the season one game at a time.
The mojo of our team is kind of, you know, just keep battling and keep fighting. And that's what we're going to do for the rest of the season, no matter what happens. We're going to focus on one game at a time. That's all we can control. We're not where we want to be right now, so we're not satisfied. And we're going to NC State, you know, with a tough test.
Yes, next up for the Tar Heels is that little game against the Wolfpack down in Raleigh. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In thrilling fashion, the number 5 Tar Heel women's soccer team rally from behind to sneak out of W. Dennis Spry Stadium with a 2-1 overtime road win over number 19 Wake Forest. Kalia Ojai took the game in her hands in the 98th minute, getting an unassisted goal to seal the crucial ACC win.
Carolina with possession, heading into the offensive third. Now Munderland with it, taking it down the left side, gets him positioning, puts it to Bledsoe, the ball off of the defensive Wake Forest. Now a chance for the goal!
Carolina wins.
Kalia Ojai.
Kalia Ojai from Amber Munderland, what a huge win for the Tar Heels.
Rand Northam and Dave Losey with the call. It was Ohio's 8th score of the season, and with a comeback win, the Tar Heels secured home field advantage in the Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament quarterfinals next Sunday. Impressively, UNC outshot the Demon Deacons by a 19-3 margin. Now, Carolina sits at 15-3 overall, 9-3 in conference play. Wake Forest dropped to 10-5-2 in total and 5-5-2 in the ACC. Next up for the defending national champion Tar Heels will be a home showdown with Duke Thursday night at 7 o'clock in the regular season finale. You can read this story and follow all the latest in UNC women's soccer on our website, chapelboro.com. UNC volleyball just keeps cruising along. Head coach Joe Segula has his girls flying around the court this season. And on Sunday, they notched a 3-1 win over ACC newcomer Pittsburgh. Standout performer Giovanna Bajelica tallies 16 kills and 4 blocks, while Victoria McPherson tied his season high with 14 kills. With the win, Carolina improved to 20-1 on the season and 9-1 in the ACC. The UNC basketball season ceremoniously tipped off on Friday night with Late Night with Roy in the Dean Smith Center. Tar Heel volleyball team set the stage for the night's events with yet another victory. This time Carolina down Maryland on their way out of the ACC 3-2 in a thrilling contest. It was fun. Late Night with Roy. We'll have all the details on it coming up next hour on WCHL 625. Good morning.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Charles Osgood. With the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President John Kennedy coming up next month, there are books out now about him and the assassination. One of them, by former New York Times investigative reporter Philip Sheenan, is titled A Cruel and Shocking Act, The Secret History of the Kennedy Assassination. It lives up to every word in that title. It must be and should be enormously embarrassing to both the FBI and the CIA. It does not dispute the Warren Commission's conclusion that Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy, but concludes that both agencies knew about Oswald before the assassination, failed to connect the dots, or to inform agents in Dallas. And then after the assassination, perhaps to avoid any criticism, also hid what they knew from the Warren Commission and that the assassination could and should have been prevented. In a moment, author Philip Sheehan. Every day, it seems, there's something new your smartphone can do. Now, it can open and close your garage door from anywhere in the world. With a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you can use your smartphone or computer to control your garage door from anywhere, anytime, like right now. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working, even if the power isn't. Find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com. Go ahead, look it up on your smartphone. When it comes to insurance, you've got all sorts of options. Consider this. Mutual insurance companies like auto owners are owned entirely by their policyholders. This means that the company's goal is to protect and serve you. It means that they are working to make you happy. Best part, you can get auto owner's insurance through an independent agency in your local community. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people. Philip Sheehan, the author of the book we were telling you about, was on CBS News Face the Nation yesterday, and Bob Schieffer asked him,
why do you think the assassination could have been prevented?
There's a tremendous amount of material, much of it that's only been released in recent years, that shows that both the FBI and the CIA were very aware of the threat that Lee Harvey Oswald posed. Had somebody just connected the dots in those few days before President Kennedy arrived in Dallas, the assassination was preventable, perhaps easily preventable.
That would explain why the FBI and CIA didn't want the Warren Commission to find out what they knew and didn't do about it.
There was knowledge, especially about this mysterious trip that Oswald takes to Mexico City, that was sitting in the FBI files in Washington and at CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia. And again, if somebody had just shared any of that with the FBI office in Dallas, those people would have gone and questioned Oswald, and the world would probably be a very different place.
The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
UNC Family Medicine is proud to announce the grand opening of a new Saturday morning sports injury clinic to treat your acute injuries. UNC Family Medicine will treat everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provide surgical consults and concussion evaluations. And you can walk in without an appointment from 8 to 10 a.m. The Saturday morning sports clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Weaver Street Realty is thrilled to welcome Crystal Fisher to the family. An award-winning agent at Community Home Trust for the last 10 years, Crystal is a certified housing counselor ready to help first-time homebuyers. She currently serves on the board of directors for the PTA Thrift Shop and the Greater Chapel Hill Association of Realtors. Crystal Fisher joins Gary Phillips, Louise Barnum, Jay Parker, Don Basnight, Clayton Nell, Bill Mullen, and Terry Turner at Weaver Street Realty. Stop by 116 East Main Street in downtown Carborough or go to weaverstreetrealty.com to learn more.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System.
Hi, this is Dr. Graves. Dr. Graves' Zombie Research Facility is opening its doors to the public for the first time ever. Guests will be given a guided tour of the laboratory and can witness firsthand the latest developments in zombie technology. Thursday, October 31st, between 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. at 621 Hillsborough Road in Carborough. Go to internationalistbooks.org for more information. Thank you. And thank you, WCHL, for caring about Internationalist Books and the Weaver Community Housing Association.
It's 6:30 at WCHL and this Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and take home a Dickie's Family Pack tonight. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham up Mount Moriah Road. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. It is 46 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy. 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. High today in the upper 60s. Tonight mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and the low around 50. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low in the low 50s. And looking ahead a little bit to Wednesday, really nice day on the way, partly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. Hey, it's not too late to get entered into WCHL's Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway. You can still sign up today, but we're running out of time. If you want to get entered into the contest, better hurry. Get out there and register today.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
Conrad Murray, a free man this morning. Michael Jackson's doctor is out of jail in Los Angeles. Sentenced to 4 years behind bars for involuntary manslaughter, Murray served less than half of that amount of time. Here's correspondent Steve Futterman.
Michael Jackson fans always blamed Conrad Murray for the pop star's death.
He left the room. He left Michael Jackson to die.
In court, prosecutors accused Murray of involuntary manslaughter.
He left him there, abandoned him to fend for himself.
In the end, the jury agreed.
We find the defendant guilty.
Murray always maintained his innocence.
In three states, Murray's license to practice medicine has been revoked or suspended. This Michael Jackson fan outside the jail in Los Angeles says Conrad Murray should not be able to resume his career.
No doctor thinks he should get his license back. He was unfit, unethical, incompetent, and greedy.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
47 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. With the closing of the Orange County landfill in June, our local governments have to develop both short-term and long-term solutions for waste disposal. The question remains as to what extent the three municipalities will collaborate in this process. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
At WCHL's Carborough Board of Aldermen Candidates Forum last week, hopefuls were asked, to what degree should Carborough work with Orange County to find solutions for solid waste and recycling? The five candidates competing for three open seats on the board include incumbents Sammy Slade, Jacqueline Gist, and Randy Haven O'Donnell. The challengers are Kurt Stolka, vice chair of Carborough's Transportation Advisory Board, and Al Vickers, a former member of the Solid Waste Advisory Board. Vickers was absent from the forum last Monday due to a prior engagement out of the country. Haven O'Donnell said she hoped to work with both Orange County and Chapel Hill to address the area's solid waste needs. She added that the board should reassess Carborough's comprehensive plan and update it with a long-term vision for waste disposal.
The recycling is something that we need to form partnerships to solve. We cannot do recycling on our own. Solid waste as well. I'm really hoping that we can work with the town of Chapel Hill to find solutions that will address our issues in Southern Orange.
Gist said that local elected officials should not divide solid waste responsibilities by municipality, but more so work as a collective unit.
We need to remember that Orange County and Chapel Hill and Carborough are not separate entities. Carborough is in Orange County. Carborough taxpayers pay Orange County taxes. It's the largest part of our tax bill. Carborough voters vote for county commissioners. So we're really not completely separate entities. We have a lot of skin in that game.
Stolka proposed that Carborough should look to regional collaboration and pull together resources from neighboring counties.
In collaborating with Orange County, in the future, somebody is going to have to lose for us to find a new landfill site. Maybe there's certain things that we can put on the table to convince a more rural area to be open to it.
Orange County's recycling program is one of the top programs in North Carolina. It reached a state high rate in waste reduction with 59%, nearing its goal of 61% for the year. Slade said this was an accomplishment, but that more could be done.
It's been a great collaboration. Our recycling is, you know, a leading example, and we've set a goal of 60% reduction, and we've achieved that through recycling. So it's past due time to ramp that goal up towards zero waste.
Slade added that Carborough should explore composting. Town residents have brown bins for yard waste collection. Slade said these bins could easily accept other organic materials, such as kitchen waste. Since the landfill's closure this summer, Orange County solid waste is temporarily being taken to the Waste Disposal and Recycling Transfer Station in Durham until county commissioners can develop a long-term solution. June 29th was the last day that waste was accepted in the Orange County landfill. The site's shutdown marks the end of 41 years of activity in Orange County. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Town Council will consider a plan to build a hotel on the edge of Southern Village when the council meets tonight. The proposed hotel would be five stories with 112 rooms and 90 parking spaces along 15501 South across from Strata Solar. If approved, a future development phase could include a new apartment building. The council will also consider charging a penalty fee to home and business owners whose security systems repeatedly trigger false alarms. The council meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. UNC Chapel Hill journalism students were encouraged to be creative storytellers when they got a glance at what the future of advertising might look like at the next World Media Symposium on Friday. WCHL's Kristen Ruffin has the story.
Professor Joanne Chirino says the journalism school at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill has a long tradition of greatness.
We need to continue to create great storytellers, which is something we've always done, from Charles Corral to any number of individuals that have passed through the J School.
Professors Gary Kay, John Sweeney, and Chirino hosted the next World Media Symposium on Friday in an effort to continue that tradition. And Kay says people heard their message.
I just got word that our hashtag is trending all over the triangle, so that's a good sign that other people are paying attention, not just us.
The symposium brought executives from well-established advertising and marketing companies onto campus to talk to students. AT&T Vice President Daryl Evans was the keynote speaker at the conference. He and a few other speakers are UNC alumni. Evans says the symposium was a great start to a homecoming weekend.
Oh, this is fun. I love coming back up to Chapel Hill. I'm here for a ball game, and I'm on the Board of Visitors here. That's a good place to come back to.
The speakers came to give students advice on becoming successful advertisers in a fast-paced world that continually introduces new media outlets and platforms. Jonathan Salem-Baskin is a respected management consultant and a regular Forbes contributor. He talked about where journalism has been in the past.
I think newspapers, the print version, it's an inefficient medium.
And where it's going in the future.
I happen to get still the prints of the Chicago Tribune, too. I just can't give it up. But I will eventually die. You know, and I don't think I will be replaced by a subscriber.
The speakers talked about the boom of new media, with Twitter, Facebook, Netflix, Hulu, Instagram, Vine, YouTube, LinkedIn, Foursquare, Snapchat, Reddit, and the hundreds of thousands of online news mediums. What's the best way for advertisers to reach consumers? How do you sort through all the madness? Greg Johnson, president of the Boone Oakley Agency, says the more tech we are, the more human we must be. He says all of this technology works best when it's reflective of who we are as people.
As sophisticated and as advanced as technology is becoming, that is still really about simple, basic human truths. It's about touching people's hearts and their heads because that's where decisions are made.
Evans agreed with Johnson in his presentation, saying the connective tissue of all of this emerging media is storytelling. He says advertising is about making something that's engaging. And journalism students at the event were fully engaged in the speaker's messages. Tricia Klutz says she hopes the journalism school uses the speaker's ideas in the classroom.
I thought it was very interesting to get a perspective from people that do this in their real lives and real brands with real money behind it, because you do can learn all these things in the journalism school, but you don't really understand it until you see the tangible benefits of it. And I think it's great, and I think the journalism school should try to head in the same direction.
And Professor Chirino says she plans to push her class in that direction.
And I think we heard some consistent themes about storytelling and content marketing and creativity and big data and analytics. So those are going to be the touchstones for me to carry through to my classes.
Other speakers at the event included Boone Oakley CCO David Oakley, Capstrat Agency President Karen Albritton, and Rave Publications founder Gary Kay. The video featuring the event will be on the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication website by November 10th. You will find that link on our website, chapelboro.com. Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In case you haven't heard, over the weekend, an amusement ride operator is in jail now after investigators say somebody tampered with a ride at the North Carolina State Fair and compromised safety devices. Timothy Dwayne Tuttero of Quitman, Georgia, faces three counts of assault with a deadly weapon. He operated the ride when five people were hurt on Thursday. Tuttero is due in court today. His attorney said yesterday Tuttero is devastated by what happened. Wake Med Hospital spokesman Thomas Morris said three people remained in the Raleigh Hospital Sunday after the ride on the state fair's midway suddenly jolted into gear as people were exiting, dropping some riders from what eyewitnesses estimated to be 20 or 30 feet in the air. We
reached by phone on Sunday. The family of 29-year-old Anthony Gorham and 39-year-old Keisha Gorham declined to talk about the victims. They and an unidentified 14-year-old were the ones still hospitalized. WCHL News Time, 6:40. Coming up next, Phil Hawkins has today's commentary. Phil Hawkins is a Chapel Hill guy who lives in Fresno, California now. But he's thinking about Chapel Hill barbecue over the holidays. That's today's commentary, rather unusual commentary, on the way on WCHL.
October is National Cancer Awareness Month, and Performance Subaru is proud to support Chapel Hill's UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center all month long. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru. For every car we sell this month, we will donate $10 per car we sell. Isn't it nice to know that your Subaru purchase this month will help raise money for cancer research and cancer patient support? Lease a new 2014 Subaru Legacy 2.5i for $179 per month. October is also a great month to celebrate certified pre-owned Subarus. There are plenty of reasons to fall in love with a certified pre-owned Subaru, including the 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain plan and factory-backed coverage. And you can get financing as low as 0.99% APR financing for up to 48 months during the Love Strikes Twice event, now through the 31st.
Stock number D4057 EEA01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $29.99 due at signing excludes $1,000 lease and excludes tax, tag, and $549 docking. Based on MRSP of $210.90 and selling price of $199.51. $0 security deposit. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery before 10/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the goal line this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't fumble with the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get your jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. So come see us in Carver at 309 North Greensboro Street or call us at 919-942-3153. Check us out online at FitzLumber.com. Go Heels.
46 degrees, 643 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Phil Hawkins, and I live in Fresno, California. Now, please don't hold that against me. I was born and raised in Chapel Hill and still come home to visit as often as I can, usually around Christmas. Now, of course, living in Fresno does not give me any opportunity to get real North Carolina barbecue, and when I come home to visit my poor, tired, sick, aged mother in the rest home, inevitably she and I are going to want some barbecue. However, in my last few visits home, I've noticed a disturbing trend. The barbecue joints are all closed during the week between Christmas and New Year's. Now, I'm not talking about that foo-foo place in Carrboro or the national chains out on the boulevard. I'm talking about the cinder block shacks where you get the good stuff. Both locations of Allen's, Bullock's Barbecue, Bird's, and Hog Heaven, all in Durham, are all closed. And this just ain't right. I know people say just stock up and freeze a couple of pounds and you'll have it. But when my poor, tired, sick, aged mother asks me on the spur of the moment from her sick bed in the nursing home for a chop plate with hush puppies and slaw, well, I, as her loving son, cannot get her barbecue over the joyous Christmas season. And this is just wrong. I mean, why do all you good people have to take vacation at the same time? I know you all work hard and deserve time off, but can't you take vacation in, like, March? Or maybe you guys could compare notes and rotate taking Christmas off. Something. Well, I just hope that one day when my poor, tired, sick, aged mother has gone to her reward, y'all be able to live with yourselves knowing she was not able to get barbecue during the joyous Christmas season shared with her loving son. This is Phil Hawkins.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Well, thank you, Coach, and congratulations on Saturday's win, by the way.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
For the first time since September 7th, Carolina Football was able to enjoy a win this weekend as the Tar Heels impressively dispatched of Boston College 34-10. After the game, head coach Larry Fedora was happy to see his team finally finish on top.
We needed it for those players. We needed it for the players more than anybody. They're the ones that have put in the most work and have the most invested. And let me tell you, they've never stopped believing. You know, the focus was to be 1-0 this week and do whatever it took, and they did that. And so I'm proud of them. I'm really fired up for our fans also. And, you know, it was good for the entire program.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Tar Heels continue to effectively use a two-quarterback system in the game and saw Bryn Renner and Marquise Williams combine for better than 350 yards of total offense and four touchdowns.
You have to be impressed with the way they both transitioned through it. And, you know, they've done a really nice job of complementing each other as they, you know, as one goes in or the other goes in. I mean, they've done a really good job of that.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Oh, boy, it sure does feel good on the Monday after a win rather than the Monday after a loss, I'll tell you that much. And certainly it doesn't feel any better to anybody than it does to the players and the coaching staff. 647 at WCHL. And coming up, we'll take a quick look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. When you put your house on the market, it only has one chance to make a good first impression to a prospective buyer. Let Tony Hall & Associates advise you on how best to make that important first impression. Contact us today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
I'm so stressed about Halloween, which costume to wear, trick-or-treating with my kids, which party to go to, everything.
I know, me too. But there is one thing I'm not stressed about, and that's my look. Because Eclipse Tanning Salon is offering $18 spray tans from now until Halloween.
Eclipse Tanning Salon is located in Rams Plaza off Portland Boulevard next to Bailey's. Come in this week and ask for an $18 spray tan or three regular tans for $10. Eclipse Tanning Salon, it's Chapel Hill Beach.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. They can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. Ladies and gentlemen, it's fresh off a busy week last week. Incredibly busy weekend, and even a little action behind the mic describing Carolina women's soccer on WCHL. His name is Rand Northam, and he's dressed to the nines this morning, ready to go, ready to face another day.
Well, thank you, Ron.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Really enjoyed soccer yesterday.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
It sounded like you were having fun.
Yeah. Dave Losey was a great partner to do that with, and mm-hmm. he was great on the air. We haven't had him, as he mentioned in the broadcast, haven't had him on the air in, since the late 90s,
mm-hmm.
But had him on WCHL back then, so it was great to have him on again.
Yeah, Dave's a good guy. He's been around a long time.
That he has. 36 years in the UNC Athletic Department.
Yeah.
So
pretty amazing.
Outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody locally also that knows about being in on a job for 36 years. I can't think of who it is.
I can't imagine who that would be either.
Some guy.
Oh, well.
Probably wearing a Paisley shirt, too.
Yeah, thanks. Doesn't look as good as your shirt and tie.
Well, I appreciate
that's
that.
That's another story. What's happening in traffic?
Traffic is moving smoothly for the most part. We do have one slowdown on NC-54 heading westbound between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. I-40, NC-54 elsewhere, 15501, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Estes Drive, Franklin Street, and the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any additional delays. No accidents out there right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do it safely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver Weather presented by Southern Season. Now's your last chance to sign up for the Homebrew Contest at SouthernSeason.com. The beer Extravaganza is November 9th with prizes, music, snacks, and sampling of local brews. Southern Season at University Mall in Chapel Hill. 46 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy today. Slight chance for showers in the afternoon. It's 20%, not so bad. High today in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and low around 50. And tomorrow, we're looking at a partly sunny day. We're going to be more optimistic for tomorrow's forecast with a high of about 68 degrees. That's our forecast. Not great, but not really bad either. Time now to take a look at celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a few of them. Jazz singer Cleo Lane is 86 years old today. Musician, songwriter Charlie Daniels is 77. Actress Jane Alexander is 74. Singer Curtis Lee is 72. Pretty Little Angel Eyes. Remember that song? Actor Dennis Franz is 69. Pop singer Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders playing the Game of Love, 68 years old today. Actress Thelma Hopkins is 65. She was a member of Dawn with Tony Orlando. Olympic track and field gold medalist Bruce Jenner is 64. I don't know if you've seen him lately, but he looks like a cat with all the plastic surgery he's had. Actress Annie Potts is 61. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates is 58 years old today. Let's see here. Actor Mark Derwin, 53. Actress Daphne Zuniga, 51. Actress Lauren Holly turns 50 today. Talk show host, comedian, actress Cheryl Underwood is 50. Actress Jamie Gertz, always liked her, 48 years old today. Actor, comedian Andy Richter is 47. Actress Julia Roberts is 46 today. Caitlin Carey is 45 today. Actor Jeremy Davies, 44. Singer Ben Harper, 44. Country singer Brad Paisley, 41. Actor Joaquin Phoenix is 39 today. Actress Troyan Belisario, 28 years old today. And Frank Ocean, the singer, rapper, 26 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays. First of all, Charles Carver has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Charles. And our birthday winner is Eleanor Murray. Actually, this is young Eleanor Murray, not the older version. Sorry. Little E, I call her. She had a birthday yesterday. She's our birthday winner of the day on WCHL. Gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores in Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. Happy birthday, Eleanor Murray. Little E on WCHL. 6:54. Good morning.
Monday. Freddie Kiger with the Monday Trivia Quiz.
Yes, sir.
On WCHL. It's been quite a busy weekend.
Has been.
Yeah. We are all excited to be here today, and we hope that you will share in the excitement.
Yes. I mean, everybody, of course, is getting revved up for, was it Thursday night and Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
Where sanity takes leave for a few hours.
And this is the exciting time of the year when you got football season, you got basketball season,
World Series,
soccer, World Series,
hockey,
all
of this stuff going on.
Oh, my goodness. You got field hockey. You got
volleyball. Everything.
And I'll tell you what, Carolina's field hockey team still having a good season.
Yeah.
Volleyball's having a remarkable season.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Just a lot of. It is an exciting time. It's one of those overlap periods.
Well, late night with Roy and all that stuff this past weekend.
Yeah.
Really pretty exciting stuff.
But today we're avoiding sports and we're doing something with television westerns.
Okay. Good. I might even actually know the answer to this.
I bet you will. I bet you watched it.
You never know.
Here we go, folks. And from 1957 to 1963, many watched Richard Boone on television as he starred in a classic Western. Name the show, and what was his name in the television series?
I got it.
Richard Boone, 57 to 63, starred in a classic Western. Name the show that he starred in, and what was his name in the series?
Cracky-faced Richard Boone.
He was good.
Yeah, he was. I liked him. I liked that show.
Give us a call at 919-929-WCA. And if you call and get the correct answer, you're going to win a gift card to
Cruisers.
Well, you are so good to go.
Yep.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Dr. Lee Marcus is a psychologist with the TEATS program and the former clinical director of the Chapel Hill TEATS Center. Now he's serving as interim director of training for TEATS, and he's also today's WCHL hometown hero.
We've been a program in the state of North Carolina since 1972, probably one of the first of most comprehensive service delivery systems in the country and in the world, established by the legislature in 72 to provide services for people with autism in North Carolina.
And TEACH is all about providing services for those with autism and their families. Again, Dr. Lee Marcus.
So we do a wide range of things. We do evaluations and assessments to help clarify if diagnosis of autism is part of the picture. We work with families, providing treatment through our work with families to help them with their child at home. Variety of activities with families in terms of support activities. We do groups for children of different ages. We have early intervention program. We do a lot of consultation and training, both within North Carolina and around the world. We are housed and we are part of the university. We're part of the medical school, part of the area health education centers, AHEC, and we have centers across the state. Families anywhere in the state of North Carolina have a TEACH center that's within reasonable distance.
For so long, autism has been treated as if it only happened to children, but there are so many adults who are affected. Dr. Marcus says things are getting much better.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's not even close to the way it was when we first started, and over the first several decades where autism was very much misunderstood. That's the next frontier, and there's more going on. Still probably a disproportionate amount of attention and time relative to the whole population goes to the younger kid for obvious reasons and good reasons, but there are more adults with autism than there are children with autism. It's a population that is in desperate need of quality services. There are a lot of barriers that make it difficult.
They're making real progress when it comes to the treatment of adults with autism. Lee Marcus, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
658 at WCHL. Hey, everybody, thanks for the phone calls this morning. Freddie, you were talking about the old television show, Have Gun, Will Travel.
Yes.
And Richard Boone played a guy named Paladin.
That is very true. Very good.
Yeah, that was a good show. I used to watch that.
Yeah, he was kind of the gentleman.
We were little kids when that was on.
Yes, we were.
Yeah.
Have Gun, Will Travel. He was Paladin. The show rated either number 3 or 4 in the Nielsen ratings every year of its first 4 seasons. And Paladin was referred to as the Knight without armor.
Yeah. What did Paladin have a first name?
You know what? I don't know.
Because I can't remember.
I can't remember anything. I mean, in fact, in the research, when I went back to double-check that everything was correct, I didn't see a first name.
Mm-mm. I don't think he did. Well, the name is Paladin. The show is Have Gun, Will Travel. And Mike Galoo, first person to get in with the correct answer this morning. Congratulations, Mike. Mike gets the swap trivia prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And at Cruisers, they serve fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers this afternoon. Look for a high today in the upper 60s. Right now, 47 degrees.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 7 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce, plus social equity, plus environmental...